Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust in today. We've got a full house. Get Real Ministries in the house with Jesus Burger plus one.
Plus one.
Plus one. How are we doing, guys?
Wow. Good. We're doing amazing. We are doing amazing.
Now, Pastor Rando, Shiloh, you guys were so busy Saturday, I caught you in a whirlwind activity.
Yeah.
How did that special event go?
The special event, let me give Jesus all the praise and the glory and the honor for this event Saturday, warm-up Bartlesville, was amazing. We served over 800 people Saturday with brand new coats, 400 new blankets. Chick-fil-A was there with sandwiches. Iron Sharp Foundation was there with 12 gallons of homemade chicken noodle
soup. That's who made that. Wow.
Wasn't that off
amazing?
The charts?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd cure anything.
Oakey Lemon was there with lemonade. I mean, it was amazing. The Noodle Wagon was there with hot chocolate. But anyway, the event was outstanding. I'm telling you, it was Jesus from the beginning, Jesus in the middle, and Jesus to the very end.
There you go.
Had so many people there to serve, so many people helping people. And I've got to get to the main point. We had a lady, you know how sometimes on social media you get maybe a little negative
people
feedback.
Might not understand what's
going
on.
May not understand the full thing. Yeah. We had this lady, bless her heart. She had misconceived what was going on, and she said how unfortunate it was for those people that you have to put them on camera and make a spectacle of them and their need. Well, ma'am, that's not what we're doing at all. We're serving the community. We're doing what Jesus told us to do. And ma'am, something you don't understand is we had no fewer than 10 of our very own homeless people working, serving.
They were working.
Smiles. They were working and serving and loving the people of Bartlesville. And we have this one gentleman that comes that worships with us that actually is part of a sober living project, you know. And I come walking by, and man, he just had tears pouring down his face. And he's like, Pastor Rando, I got to pray with 7 people today. 7 people I got to pray with.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. It's not about who's out in front and whose sign is up in the air. It's about what Jesus has called us to do. In Matthew 25, he talks about, I was hungry and you fed me, and I was naked and you clothed me, and I was sick and you came and visited me, I was in prison, et cetera, et cetera. When, Lord, when did we do this? He said, when you've done it to the least of one of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And that is our heart. Our heart is to serve Bartlesville. And between you guys, the radio station, and our sponsors.
Keith and everybody else.
Yes. B Monthly Magazine and all, but you guys rocked it for us. You all helped promote this thing and B Monthly and Stride
Sponsors,
Bank and Painted Horse and
Regent Bank.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Mm.
And it's amazing. It's amazing because we started out with about 600 coats already.
600? Yeah.
Yes. And there was an additional... Wow, we're like $5,500, $6,000 that was donated from our different sponsors.
Folks just walked by and said, here you go for the cause, for the good of the order.
And
walk away.
B-Monthly rounded up a few.
B-Monthly rocked this thing. And so what we did, we went out and we bought more children's coats because what we had were mostly adult coats.
Yeah.
So we spent about $6,000 on children's coats to hand out Saturday.
These came from a variety of different sources. I know we had a pastor in Jenks who had some left over.
That's who started this whole thing. North Star Bridge, Pastor Rod Baker. He's the one that got this whole thing initiated. He said, hey, Pastor, he's real low-key. Hey, Pastor.
You got to watch out when he does that because you better be paying attention.
Absolutely. But it was an amazing outreach. And I just want to say thank you to Bartlesville. I want to say thank you to the people that had the heart to come and serve. And there were some people they talked to us later. We just came to watch.
Yep.
We just came to watch and see what it is that God is doing in Bartlesville.
Just to watch.
One thing, I want to back you up on something there. I was only there for toward the tail end. But I guarantee you, no one was exploited there.
No.
No one was exploited there at all.
No.
In fact, the people that you saw in the videos were people who were actually working.
Yes.
And they were
serving, and they had nothing, and they still were serving Bartlesville.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus is. It's not about us and who gets what. It's they had nothing, but they had the heart of Jesus, and that's everything to serve.
Yeah.
And so that was fulfilling to them. Gideon, one guy came up to him and said, sorry, Gideon, I just said your name. Said, I just, he was in tears, just so excited. And he right now is in transition. Mm-hmm. He said, I got to pray with seven people.
Yeah, I got to pray,
and that was fulfilling to him, bigger than anything, you know, in the world right now.
So there's a dad there. There's a dad there with five kids.
Oh, my.
And he said, I was just praying yesterday. He said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't afford to put new coats on all of my kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's expensive.
God provided.
By God.
God provided. And his whole family's taken care of.
Absolutely.
That's the God that we serve, the God of more than enough.
Well, speaking of more than enough, tomorrow night.
Yes,
slap on the bib because you're going to get filled more than one.
Come on, Jesus Burger, tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
We'll be in the warehouse building behind the convenience store, right across the street from the church.
That's where you held your yard sale.
Yes, same place.
It's a 409.
She's real fine, my
friend. 14th Street. 409 14th Street.
Right behind the FYC. Yeah.
Behind the FYC.
Yeah.
I want to introduce somebody, though. This is Jackson.
You got a coat?
This is Jackson. This is our
grandson. Hey, Jackson, how you doing, buddy?
Say hi, Tom.
Hi.
Hey, you're doing good. How old are you now? Wow-wee. Doing
so,
good.
He got a coat.
So I want to brag on Jackson. Mm-hmm. When Jackson was two, he would run around the house and he'd be singing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Papa Shiloh. E-I-E-I-O. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anyway, we're sitting on the couch one day with my guitar and just playing some music on my guitar. Mm-hmm. And he said, Hallelujah, Papa. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. To my King. And God dropped a song in my heart, and we do that song just about every Jesus Burger.
Really?
Hallelujah to my King.
Well, you're the inspiration for the music there.
Yes, he is.
To my King.
Yes, he is. But anyway, Jesus Burger, 6 p.m. tomorrow night. It's going to be a little twist. We've got a lady, she said, let me smoke some meat. So we're going to have smoked brisket. Mm-hmm. We're going to have pork belly. We'll have the two separated in case somebody doesn't like pork or whatever.
I understand,
you know?
Yeah.
And we'll have some burgers as well, but once again, it's all about Jesus.
And we have some leftover coats. We'll be handing out those.
Yep, we still have
adult ones.
We still have adult coats.
Yeah, the kids ones, I'm just going to say, we were short still on kids, so if anybody has a heart to donate any new kids' coats, and they're going to be new because we were handing out new ones, you can take them to Get Real Thrifty.
Mm-hmm. It'll find its way where we need to get them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 208 East 2nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you feel like you want to donate any of the, because kids are the main, to me, that's their my heart is the kids, they have to go to the bus stops. You know, you don't want them to be cold. And they're expensive. And you got a family of four kids, that's $100 right there for coats. And so, yes, if you have a heart to donate any coats, new. If they're used coats, you can still donate them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We give them to the homeless all the time for free. And then you got people that just, you know, they want to come in and they need to buy a coat. And then also, we're doing this whole, we started socks. If you want to donate socks, that's the new focus we're doing, are socks. We were doing blankets and coats. Now I think we're going to head to focus on socks for the homeless.
Good.
And that will be donated at the thrift store, too, at Get Real Thrifty.
Nothing feels as good as a pair of new socks.
Warm socks, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, boy.
But again, I just can't say thank you enough to our Jesus that supplied our every need. Everything that we had
through
need
everybody.
Of, he supplied. And the crazy thing about the way he supplies, he uses people.
Mm-hmm.
He uses those that are willing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So many are called, but few are chosen. We're all being called, and the only ones that are chosen are the ones that say, I will.
Sure.
Yeah.
So thank you to Bartlesville. Yes. Thank you to our many, many sponsors for stepping up and helping Jesus, helping Jesus through the many local people in Bartlesville.
Are you going to tell them about your new coat? Did you wear your new coat today?
Yep.
Yeah, from the car?
Mm-hmm. Nice
you
and
like
warm,
it?
Isn't it?
Tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. And
It's comfy, black and red on the inside, and it's comfy.
Well, and the hoodie it is.
Oh, I bet.
And the hoodie it is.
Oh, yeah, that's where you need it so your ears don't freeze.
You keep it warm at recess?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Very good. Now, come on out to Jesus Burger, and once again, you know, we're expanding the menu.
Yes, we are.
With smoked meat. Yes. And also, if you're in need of a coat, or if you know someone who is... Yes. Let's just get that taken care
of,
too.
Yes, amen. Yeah, we have adult coats now that we're going to be handing out at Jesus Burger. And like Shiloh said, if you have it on your heart to donate children's coats, we would like to have new, but we'll take anything that is in good shape. You know, if it's not good enough to put on your kids, please don't. Please don't even.
Yeah.
Don't even.
You
don't even.
I've helped raise 7 kids, so I kind of know how this goes.
Yes.
Yeah, they only fit for maybe 1, maybe 2 winters.
Yes.
And then they got to go to somebody else.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That's
Lord
right.
help them when they got down to my brother Bill.
That was me at the bottom. The patch is all sewn on them.
But, I do know how this goes. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, yes, and socks, if you want to donate socks. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say thank you to Painted Horse. They donate the meat for
Jesus Burger.
Yeah. And absolutely. They were a big help in the sponsoring of the Bartlesville, and then all of our other sponsors, of course. And Be Monthly, man, they worked.
Mm-hmm. Keith
they got
and
such a big heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't get enough. Thank you.
Okay, we're to that point. We have to tell everybody where we can find the Miracle on 14th Street.
411 West 14th Street.
Yeah.
Services Street. Sundays at 10:30 a.m., Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Jesus Burger this Saturday, third Saturday of every month, this Saturday, 6 p.m.
And Shiloh, tell us about Get Real Thrifty.
Get Real Thrifty is at 208 East 2nd Street, and hours are 10 to 4, Monday through Friday. And then donation days, I was going to say this, donations, we do Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Wow, 2. I like that.
All right. All right.